أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah number 62 to ayah 67 of Surah Al-Anbiya. The discussion regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. Ibrahim alayhi salam is called in front of the entire community and interrogation starts. قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. The first question that they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is it you that did this to our deities, our gods, our idols, O Ibrahim? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. The largest one, the biggest one amongst them has done this. So we know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself had broken the idols, and here at the time when he's being questioned, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam attributes the breaking of the idols to the largest. So this is a metaphorical statement that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made. In other words, the cause of the breaking of the idols was the biggest of all the idols. And why it was the cause is because your hearts, O my people, my community, has turned towards this idol. You venerate it, you respect it, you honor it, you adore it, you worship it, you ask from it, and now that has actually become the cause of the other idols being broken down. Fas'aluhum, ask the smaller idols, in kanu yantiqun, if they could speak. So the second aspect of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response is he's trying to bring sense into the people that if it has to be a God is one that will communicate, a God is one that will speak, a God is one that will listen, will hear. So if these gods of yours can hear, then ask them, what is the situation? Who had broken the idols? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now explains the inner situation of the people. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They turned towards themselves. In other words, they began to reflect within themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of the conditions of the heart, here expresses, and Allah ta'ala explains to us, that there were these brief moments when the reality had struck them. It came into their hearts that how can these idols speak? How can we communicate? How can we ask who broke the other idols? So obviously, how can we then pray to these idols? How can we ask from these idols? فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Now, they said either to themselves or they said it to each other that certainly you are the transgressors, you are the wrongdoers. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ. And then they lowered their heads, either in embarrassment, either in shame, because now reality had struck them. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَاُولَاءِ يَنْطِقُونَ. You know that these idols cannot speak. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam now found it opportune to to continue his da'wah towards them. قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ That do you worship something besides Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala? Have you left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the equation of your worship, of your ibadat? مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا Such gods, such idols that do not benefit you in the slightest bit. وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ And it cannot even harm you. So when it cannot benefit you, what is the use you worship it? If it cannot harm you, it cannot harm your enemies. In other words, it has absolutely no power whatsoever. أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam now calls upon their conscience and he says, shame upon you. وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ And shame be upon what you are worshipping. In other words, these idols of yours, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Do you not understand? In other words, did Allah not give you that much of aql? Now here, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's descent. But the important aspect is that he has brought about a realization within their hearts with regards to their idolatry and how futile it will be for them to worship these idols. And for us is one great lesson that we worship only Allah, we ask only from Allah, and we have hope only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك